Looming 100 feet, with arms outstretched, the monument of Christ the Redeemer gazes over the city of Rio de Janeiro. Now the indelible symbol is competing to become one of the new seven wonders of the world. Brazil's Art Deco icon joins the Taj Mahal, the Eiffel Tower, and Machu Picchu in the international online contest. A Swiss-Canadian adventurer and businessman launched the project, which, according to his website, is to pay tribute to our collective cultural heritage. But as NPR's Julie McCarthy reports from Rio, the outcome could depend on who is best at getting out the vote.
It wouldn't be a campaign in Brazil without gentle rhythm swaying as easily as the breeze atop the nearly half-mile-high peak, the pedestal for the country's most recognizable image. Portuguese colonizers gave this granite cliff the name Corcovado, derived from its form, which resembles a hunchback. It's one of Rio's geological outcrops that makes the city a natural wonder. The summit's been immortalized in song by music greats Tom Jobim and Gilberto Gil. Cristo Redentor, braços abertos, sobre a Guanabara. And now there's a myth-shattering film about the origins of the Christ figure. Producer Bel Noronha says Brazilians have long believed the monument, like the Statue of Liberty, was a gift from France.
It came from France in pieces. Do you know Lego? Yes, little Lego box. And people keep saying this.
After 4 years of sleuthing, Noronha discovered that the statue's real creator was Brazilian, Heitor da Silva Costa, an architect and engineer who was also her great-great-grandfather.
E escolha do melhor lugar para erigi-lo.
Excerpts from his books about the details, diaries, and drafts of the monument form the narration of the film. Traveling to Europe in search of a sculptor, Costa tapped Paul Landowski, an artist of French and Polish descent. The open-arm statue that Costa ultimately embraced was inspired by a cross-like telephone antenna that used to top Corcovado. Scouring the city for the perfect platform, Noronha's great-great-grandfather set his sights on that same summit and told the phone company they should leave.
And then the guy said to him, "You have to pray a lot because we are never going to live here."
But Rio in the 1920s rallied around Costa's project. To raise funds, scouts went door to door. People threw money out of windows onto sheets stretched to catch it below. Others donated their jewelry.
Exploravam aqui, exploravam mal.
3/4 of a century later, President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva exhorts support for the 1,000-ton statue, saying recently, "If I got 50 million votes last time, surely the country could rally behind the Redeemer with more."
Você virando o seu corpo por tantos quantos graus você queira.
If God gave us all of this, Lula says, sweeping a hand across the dazzling 360-degree view that the saintly perch commands, then the president concludes, all we have to do is return the gift. Other entries in this crowded field for the title of New Seven Wonders include the only ancient wonder that still stands, the pyramids at Giza. There's Cambodia's Angkor Wat, Spain's Alhambra, and the Great Wall of China. Rio's would-be wonder is a relative newcomer. The Christ statue is just 76 years old, unveiled after 5 years of construction in 1931. Gauging support among residents around Rio's Lagoa, or lake, over which the Redeemer towers, I ask Marta de Andrago.
Can it compete with the pyramids and the Taj Mahal?
I don't know any of the other marvels, she says. I'm poor. I don't have the money to travel. I live here and only know this one. And I'm voting for this one. The president asked us to, she says. But not all Brazilians think the contest is worthy of the president's time. A local newspaper reported that at the same moment Lula's chopper was touching down on the glamorous setting of Corcovado, the routes to the international airport were being closed by gun battles. Rio resident and psychologist Sonia Prestes says episodes like this week's police incursion into a sprawling slum that sprayed homes with bullets and left bloodied corpses of criminal suspects in the streets render the contest for Corcovado frivolous.
The voting for this is a distraction so as not to look at all the other issues we should really be facing.
Vejo Rio de Janeiro. Tom Jobim's paean to Rio of sun, sky, and ocean speaks of Christ the Redeemer of open arms over Guanabara Bay. Culture Minister Gilberto Gil says Rio's beguiling beauty can mask the misery here, but he says that makes the monument all the more redeeming.
Autoestima que será sempre elemento essencial para o resgate do Rio de Janeiro.
Self-esteem is fundamental to rescuing Rio, the musician and government minister says. And naming the statue one of the world's new wonders, Jill says, would fill our hearts with the idea that the city still enchants. The public can vote online at 7wonders.com. Winners are announced July 13th. Julie McCarthy, NPR News, Rio de Janeiro.